Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Forest Spirituality with Julie Brett, that's me. Today I would like to begin by acknowledging that this podcast is recorded on Darug and Gundungurra country. My guest today, Olivia, was in Bundjalung country, and we had a chat about her upcoming album that she's recording and the crowdfunding that she's got going on. But we just had a really lovely chat about where she came from with her music and what inspires her. It's just a short chat, and I hope you enjoy having a listen. Hi, Olivia. It's awesome to talk to you about your album launch. And I'd love to hear more about it. Do you want to tell me what's going on?
Yeah, so it's great to be here. I've really enjoyed following your journey as a fellow artist and a friend for many, many years. And I am finally putting together my first full-length album. It's a debut album, and it's set to be 13 tracks. And I decided to launch it on my 33rd birthday in March, and in order to cover the costs of recording, which has been the setback for me, and delayed this massive project that I've been dreaming of doing for many years. This album is one that is essentially devoted to singing the songs of the earth and sharing songs that I've gathered from the land and from my journeys, and deep, obviously, into the, as any songstress does do, into the heart and into the process of healing through songwriting. And yeah, this album is hopefully medicine for other people. It's on the back of two songs that I've shared officially online back in 2019 with Spirit is Calling, and in 2020 with the song Rain. Both have their own story, and I'm really excited to have finally be able to compile an album that is full of many stories and healing music. It's devotional and songs of the earth.
Yeah, so beautiful. I feel like it's really lovely hearing like people's background stories as well. How did you get into making this kind of music? And you know, when did you start making your first songs? Where did the journey start for you?
Wow. From as long as I can remember, I've always loved music. I was one of those little kids that was dancing and singing all the time. I would say, you know, my love of singing was inspired by just even on walks with my family through the forest, we'd sing songs, or driving on holidays. But then, you know, really discovering the power of harmony and how music really made me feel and moved me was through my early years in primary school. I was in choirs, six-part harmonies, and my first instrument was the silver flute. And I used to listen to lots of different music. I would write my own songs on the flute as a seven-year-old. I started quite early, and console myself, and it would just take me in this trance, and music became such a consoling experience for me. You know, I was always a deep feeler, and it was my escape, and it was, you know, my creative outlet. And what was amazing was that thanks to one of the choir mistresses at school, I ended up finding my way into eventually sing with a big band. So my roots in singing really began with jazz and soul, but years before I'd been listening to all sorts. You know, I grew up listening to Aretha Franklin and to Eva Cassidy and Cat Stevens and Fleetwood Mac, and, you know, some of the more modern counterparts of Mariah Carey and also, you know, Tracy Chapman. So there was like this real richness in my childhood around music. I was fortunate to also go and to the Sydney Opera House with my grandparents and see music that just, it was full orchestras and ballet and opera. And so I was inspired in so many ways of hearing the human voice and where it could move. And So eventually singing with a big jazz band, it was a 40-piece big band called Sussudio. I really dived deep into connecting to my voice in the roots of feeling the soul and researching into, you know, the music that had its roots with people like Ella Fitzgerald and some of the great jazz singers.
So yeah. How did all of that amazing training basically in your past lead to you finding a form of music that's so connected to the earth and so, you know, spiritual and, you know, something that really, I feel like your music expresses your spiritual path really beautifully. I wonder how you came to that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a big journey of, you know, I always had a love for mantra and devotional music growing up as well. And my practice in yoga, which began in high school, really influenced my, I guess, taste for music that really was on a more spiritual journey, music that was aimed at singing up, you know, the great spirit, singing up the earth, singing to God. And I guess like, my own music.
You mean like sort of mantra type things that people do in yoga?
Yeah, so yeah, I definitely was influenced. I'd go to kirtans in my early 20s as well. But I first began, I think I wrote my first song when I, you know, a vocal song around 17.
Yeah.
And then I was set on the path of connecting to nature spirituality. You know, I was a self-proclaimed Buddhist pagan at age 7. I went to school with a pentacle, wearing a pentacle necklace. And yeah, for, you know, listening to people like Enya, who I feel as I look back now was a big influence. I had some really amazing experiences listening to her music even as a kid. I made my own way as I left high school, and my studies in deep ecology and earth spirituality, you know, I studied art at university, and really it was a practice for me in diving deeper into what I would call deep ecology and my own connection to the earth. And through that, I started to connect more deeply with my voice, and it is a spiritual gateway. And
I remember you talking about some artworks that you did when you were in art college and how like it gave you that, I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like it gave you that depth of meaning in your art that comes through in the music that you make now. And
yeah,
and your artwork was so earthy as well, that yeah, it seems like it's, you know, got the same flavor about it, which is really nice.
Yeah, I laugh. I feel like I've had just this very, very consistent dharma, you could call it, the same message of just like bringing us back to the earth, transcendence through nature, the catharsis of sound and coming home and finding grace through the practice of remembering ourselves inherently part of the earth and becoming the sound. So, you know, through that practice at university and my own studies, I did basically nature earth sculptures, and I used somatic sound, and this is back in 2011, 2012, and I really became fascinated with sound as a healing tool, the voice as a therapeutic embodied process, and then a whole journey opened up to me, and that was, you know, sound healing, and I was encouraged and found a pathway in a kind of niche little community, you know, ecstatic dance, and where I started actually doing and collaborating with sound healings and singing from that real place of prayer, and also, you know, all the while through my college studies. And I chose not to go to the Conservatorium of Jazz. I had every encouragement from my family and from my teachers, but I really didn't want to follow that traditional path, which just felt like a run of the mill and, you know, attuning and fitting into a mold. And rather, I wanted to go and explore. And, you know, a huge part of my art practice and this process of, I guess, becoming or being someone that sings and writes music has been that it's come from really strong and deep initiations and soul work. And I feel so much the songs have moved through me as medicine for me to receive. So, you know, my darkest nights, in dark night of the soul, you know, music was what stirred in me. And I literally felt like I was being sung, and the words writing were sent to me, and receiving songs from the land where I was. You know, I have often felt like the land sings through me or has gifted me songs, which has been such a beautiful journey and truly humbling, because, you know, I wouldn't say I'm preaching, but I've been receiving, and those songs have been truly healing and important for me every time they came through for me to integrate and be with.
Yeah, I really love the connection you're making there between like earth healing, sound healing, and like almost like a channeling, like the voice of the earth for people to hear that healing voice. That's really powerful.
Yeah, and I think that's something I'm really, time and time again, I feel ushered, or almost what keeps opening for me, is that recognizing more and more to become empty and being that channel for the sound or the songs. And it's in those moments where I feel grace, and I feel literally sometimes almost it's not my voice, but the voice of the earth or the voice of the stars moving through my being, and bringing that into the places, into the hearts of those with me and through me.
That's so lovely. Yeah, we would call it Arwen in Druidry, but maybe, yeah, grace is another beautiful word for it too.
I do remember you sharing with me the muse Arwen, you know, invoking the spirit of Arwen. I have still somewhere a little invocation I wrote of Arwen, actually.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. But yeah, so what's the process for you when you're doing that? Is like writing a song for you like a ritual experience? Like, you know, how do you go about finding that connection in the songwriting process?
Well, I really learnt not to push the process of writing music, and rather allowing it. And for me, sometimes I won't write a song for months, and then one will come through just in the right time. It just really depends. There's moments, you know, I wrote a song recently which will feature on my album in Bellingen end of last year. I was singing at a festival in the Thora Valley down there, and you know, I'd just gone for a swim, and I was making a prayer to the water, and within moments, you know, as I hopped out, I was with my friend. I had a whole song, all the lyrics, the melody, even just with the guitar come through in about 15 minutes, the whole thing. And I ended up singing it at the end of the festival, and it was really blessed. One of my he's my adopted son, which doesn't fully make sense because he's 60, but they do adopt. I'm his mother. he translated the chorus into Gumbangia language, which is the language in Bellingen, of that where that river was flowing, where I received that song. So there's one instance, and there's been many moments with, you know, some of the songs I have where it feels like it's unfurled from a tree, or I remember a song years ago, just like walking through the city, and just these lyrics and melody just popped right through. You know, I've sat in vision quests as well, a vision quest a couple in my time, and just felt the whisperings of the, you know, almost an audible claircognitive receptivity to the song that is like stirring in me and around me. And yet then there's also the process. Sometimes I've had part of a song, like a chorus or a verse pop in, and I've, you know, managed to in that moment to write those words down and record down a little melody on my phone. My phone's full of little memos and ditties. And it then, you know, years later, you know, I'll remember part of a song that I've written that was never complete, and it fits perfectly in with something else. And also just surrendering to that process. You know, sometimes, you know, we receive something and then we let it go, and sometimes we receive it and it sticks, and that becomes full medicine through a complete song to then, you know, be part of a body of work, which is what I'm so excited about this album, you know, to be titled Of the Earth. Nice. To bring a full length project full of all the richness of my journeys and my healing and my love and my artistry. So it's really exciting.
So exciting. So what are the songs going to be about that are on the album, or maybe tell me about just a couple of them that you're excited about? I mean, obviously you're going to be excited about all of them, but what you were talking about in mind, like, are there some that have an interesting story to tell that you might want to share?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was firstly, I want to say it was so challenging to choose which songs. I've written many songs, like I would say a couple of albums worth. And so then going through with my producer that I'm working with, Avishai, who's here in Byron Bay in the hinterlands, who's also a sound healer. So I really respect the way he works. You know, it's been great to have someone help me select. And I've kind of cultivated an album that, yeah, is it's succinct in the sense that it really makes sense. You know, the songs that I've started recording, they all seem to weave into this theme. One of the first songs that will be on the album came to me. I remember I was living, I had a dream of a fig tree, and the fig tree is a very strong mythos in my life. It repeats itself over and over again. You know, from, you know, high school, I did work, artworks are based on the fig tree, and in India, you know, I had a lot of connection through my life with the fig tree, and it's appeared in lots of different places, and including, you know, I had a dream of a fig tree, and within a week I was suddenly living under a fig tree. I was literally in the roots. There was this granny flat in the roots of this beautiful fig tree covered in moss. It wasn't really great in terms of like mold, but I literally had its roots underneath me on either side. Whip birds either side of my bed behind me. I would wake up every morning and I would go outside and connect with this tree. And I remember one morning I had a song come through called Hum Within, and I'm really excited about this one because it's essentially a cappella with percussion. It's like layers of harmony, and it's a almost like a chant, but it's really about like grounding. And you know, this was a time through my sudden return, and thankfully I've completed that. But this song was helping me anchor in a new home and navigate like a time that was quite intense. I'd literally, you know, the housing crisis through and the lockdowns that were happening in 2020, I got a very strong message to leave the Northern Rivers, and that I asked for guidance of where was I to go. And that's when I dreamt of an Indigenous spirit and this fig tree. And then, you know, literally a week later, the one place I'd applied for was a granny flat. And then when I got there, there was this big fig tree. And so it was a really beautiful, I love that song because it really, it marks this very magical time in my life. I feel like fig trees, they are like anchors or pillars of light. And I had some incredible experiences spending my days with that tree and sleeping so closely to it. Profound healing for me, actually.
Mm. So is that, which song is that one going to be?
That one's called Hum Within. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. That sounds beautiful. I've always thought of fig trees as like a mother energy, like those huge roots that they have always feel to me like hugging arms, you know, really comforting.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's other songs there, like, as a, you know, I have an ocean song when I was 23, and I think that's when I spent a lot of time with you. I came back from Peru, and I wasn't in a good way. I was on my kind of heroine's journey in the kind of underworld, and I would be walking by the ocean every single day, and I would pray to the ocean and swim in the ocean, and she was my confidant and my healer and my therapist. And this song came through one day, I think while I was walking by the ocean, and it's called Yamanja, or Let It Wash Over You, and it's one that I've played a lot, and finally had the opportunity to record. And Yamanja in places like South America and in Brazil is the goddess of the ocean.
Yeah.
She's they have a day to honor her and pray to her. And for me, Yamanja as the goddess provides so much cleansing, and also is so life-giving. And the ocean for me is like that embryonic womb. I feel like it's, you know, just being a watery being myself astrologically, I just don't know what I would do without the ocean. So I couldn't have an album without an ocean song.
Beautiful. Yeah, like ocean mother energy, like the origin of life and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So nice. Well, beautiful stories. I'm looking forward to hearing them being recorded and being released. And you're going to make a video too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to make a video, and I'm not sure which one yet. A music clip. I'm thinking it might be a song called Sacred Life, which is an invocation song of all the elements.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm super excited about. Yeah. Yeah, it's
that sounds great. I get excited about things like that as well, because we might be able to use them in rituals.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just invokes also the ancestors and the elements, and it's a prayer for balance. Yeah. And that one was written as well just before the first lockdown, when all the hype was up, and I made this prayer, just received that actually at the ocean near Byron Bay, at near Suffolk Park by the beach there. I was with a friend. So, yeah, I'm thinking maybe that one would be great to do a beautiful clip for.
Yeah, and a beautiful part of the world to be making it into.
Yeah, and I'm very fortunate.
And you've already got a couple of videos up on YouTube, right, that people can have a look at if they want to find out something about what you do?
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel. You can see, like, an array. This, the official music clips, there's two of those for Rain and Spirit is Calling. But then there's also some live clips from some live performances, or one of my friends took a beautiful shot of me at one of my homes, and some footage as well of me singing more from that channeling space. So some people, I don't really like to call it light language. I like to call it soul language, or, that the voice that is non-lyrical and that's just sound and just moving through completely to the moment, and no mind for me. I find that is one of my favorite things as well. And some of the songs will feature on the album, little moments of that. But yeah. You can check that out on the YouTube channel.
Awesome. Yay. So it's an exciting time. So thanks so much for coming on and having a little chat about it.
Thank you.
Information for people to find out more about the fundraiser in the show notes. And
I mean, like, the crowdfund is on Indiegogo, and it's a really amazing opportunity to support, I guess, someone like me who's an independent female artist. It's huge costs involved to just record. None of the money goes in my pocket, but to other people like the producer, the artists, paying for the production of the music and then the distribution, which is a large part of it, and the music clip. And there's some really great
album when they like sign up to they can choose to like have the album sent to them as part of the fundraiser, right? So it's not like they're just giving you money. We're sort of prepaying for an album, right? So that's awesome.
Yeah, there's some awesome perks. So you can pre-purchase an album, but you could I'm not doing printing because it's kind of phased out now, but it would be yours to download and have for people could have. I've got these like different bundles. There's also a songbook, which I'm going to send in the mail. There's the option also just to have it as a PDF. I even have a bundle where there's the option to have a voice activation with me, which is something. Yeah, I've been one of my biggest passions is supporting people to open up their voice, and through, I guess some describe it as journey work, vocal meditation and somatic work, to connect with their voice in a deeper and more authentic way. And so there's a couple of offerings up on the site. You know, you don't have to just give money away. You can receive a gift and be part of like the community that's helping me to get this debut album out into the world.
Yeah, so good. Awesome. Well, yeah. Good luck with it all. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me here. I really, really am truly grateful. And as a fellow, you know, self-proclaimed pagan Buddhist witch, I absolutely love what you bring to the world. And yeah, so nice to connect with your community. Thank you.
Thank you.
that was so beautiful. So nice to have a chat with Olivia about her music and what inspires her. I hope you enjoyed having a listen to that little sample of some of her music, and we'll check out her crowdfunding if you are interested in helping support her getting more out there into the world. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you next time.